The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Now open at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington. Or shop online, petersofkensington.com.au.
Now let's go to Adam in London. This is a serious story, this. Faulty refrigerator, but lives at risk. A recall. Adam.
Yeah, the London Fire Brigade and the London Mayor, Freddie Khan, have joined forces actually with other charities as well, who are saying that the whole business of product recall is shrouded in mystery. And yes, sometimes companies notice that there's something afoot with the wiring or whatever in electrical goods, but customers often don't know if they've bought something that's not safe, and it's very difficult to check. And sometimes also things become outdated by new safety rules, and therefore they need to be recalled. The Grenfell Tower fire that killed 80-plus people was thought to have been caused by a faulty fridge. There was a tower block fire a year ago in Shepherd's Bush. Again, that caused a few deaths. Anyway, that was caused by a faulty tumble dryer. And they're saying that a year on, there is no national recall database. And they're saying, come on, government, get your act together.
It's a very valid point. A very valid point. And the consumer is pretty ignorant. This arthritis thing is very, very valid. I mean, you're talking about invisible suffering. I have no doubt that's true.
Yeah, absolutely. In the UK alone, there are 10 million arthritis sufferers. People tend to think it's almost like a natural consequence of getting old, and there's no reason why it should be. And in a lot of cases, it's not people who are getting old. I mean, young people can get arthritis and osteoporosis and so forth. And Arthritis Research UK is saying that perhaps there's a sort of attention league table. And currently, for instance, understandably in some ways, but cancer, dementia, and even obesity get more coverage than arthritis.
Yep.
And arthritis causes the biggest amount of pain and disability in Britain.
Dreadful thing. Dreadful thing. People undergoing invisible suffering. Well done, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.